Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalad, 3-4. So to understand this mission, we need a bit of background because this deals with Edim Zomamin. Now, Edim Zomamin are conspiring witnesses that are shown to have been dishonest in their testimony in a very specific way. The story is that there are two witnesses. We'll call them Ernie and Bert because they're a bunch of jokers. They're Muppets, these guys. And they are trying to give some false testimony regarding our defendant. We'll call him Johnny, innocent little Johnny. And they can be claiming Johnny is liable to pay, money, 100 shekels for something he stole or broke or whatever. Or they could even saying something else like, Johnny deserves to be executed for even Machal Shabbos, or whatever the story is. Now, so if they are shown to be Edim Zomin, conspiratory witnesses, which means that two other witnesses, we'll call that pair the Justice League, because they're fighting for truth. So the Justice League witnesses show up, and they don't just contradict what Ernie and Bert said. The Justice League witnesses say, Ernie and Bert, you guys could not give that testimony that you gave, and it could not be true, because you were with us elsewhere in Honolulu at the time of the event in question, and therefore your testimony simply couldn't be true. You're not capable of testifying because you're with us elsewhere. Okay? So specific in that case, not just simply hakhasha, not just simply that they're being contradicted by the Justice League, but rather the Justice League is saying they couldn't give testimony because they weren't there. Those are called Edim Zomin. And if the Beis Din had accept their testimony, so they were Nigmar Din, they resolved in their, based on that testimony, but they didn't yet carry out the Din. So then the Pasuk specifies that Vasisam lo kasher zamam lasos lachiv, then you will do to Ernie and Bert what they had conspired to do to their fellow Jew, poor little innocent Johnny. Okay? So that means if they were going to be Machayev, Johnny's pay $100. So now Ernie and Bert each will pay $50 to Johnny for a total of $100. Okay, that's the gist of Edim Zomin. Now, the rule is for Edim Zomim to be effective, besides for the various, points I just made, it's also in sort of an all-or-nothing proposition. It has to be that the entire testimony is huzam, is shown to be, conspiratory, meaning that when the Justice League comes, they can't just say, Ernie was with us in Honolulu, we don't know about Bert. They have to show that, they have to claim that Ernie and Bert both are Edim Zomim, okay? If it would just be Ernie who was in Ed Zomim, so to speak, so then okay, now there's only one, just Bert's testimony still around, that's not enough, and therefore the Beis Din would not find their favor, because you don't have a sufficient testimony from one witness. But even if we show that Ernie was bad news, still Ernie wouldn't have to pay, let's say 50 or something. No, it doesn't work like that, okay? It's sort of all or nothing. So that's the all or nothing issue when it comes to Edim Zomim, it's learned from Psukim, fine. Now, there's a separate principle, another kind of all-or-nothing principle, which applies to Edus testimony in general. The Pasuk says, Al-Pi Shnei Edim, you decide the halachic facts based on the testimony of two witnesses, and based on the two witnesses, the Pasuk says, I'm skipping a couple words, Yakum Davar, the matter is established. So in the court of in a Beis Din, so whatever two witnesses say, that's accepted to be real, and that makes it like, that establishes the fact for the Beis Din. Now, the drasha there on that word is yakum davar, you'll uphold the matter, but it's a matter, a whole matter, velo chati davar, but not half a matter. So that means that edus, testimony, has to describe one full, entire halachic phenomenon. It can't be just a partial, and you can't sort of cobble together two half testimonies to get a whole testimony. You have to testify about a whole halachic fact, I'll call it. Okay, so it's another all or nothing proposition. But our mission is going to say that the nature of the definition of what it means to be all or nothing is different when it comes to Edim Zomin than when it comes to Al Pi Shnei Edim Yakum Davar, the necessity to testify about a whole fact. The standard is lower when it comes to the Edus general whole fact. And where that's going to come to play in our mission is, in the context of our perek here, is that we've said, in order to establish Cheskas Abatim, to establish the presumption of ownership, so a person, the machzik, needs to be present and exploiting the property for 3 years. So we need to get testimony from witnesses that say that he indeed consumed, you know, the peros, the properties, income, or fruit, whatever it is, harvest, for 3 separate years. And if that is in conjunction with no objection from the Marakama until now, so then we will now say we'll assume that indeed the current machzik, the current person who's on the premises, is the rightful owner. So we need 3 years of testimony, testimony regarding 3 years of consumption. So it turns out, as the Mishnah is going to say, that if we have 3 pairs of witnesses, one regarding year 1, a second pair regarding year 2, and a third pair regarding year 3. So even though you need to put all 3 of those testimonies together to get to the basic point that this person has a chazaka, the machzik has a chazaka being the 3 years. So nevertheless, each year's testimony stands on its own. That's a halachic davar, a whole matter that you could have testimony. So it means you could have a test, one, you could have 3 pairs of witnesses for 3 separate years. That's going to be acceptable. But if the witnesses are conspiring to make the machzik, he's our Johnny now, be guilty. So, what's happening? Or let's even make it simpler. Let's say they're saying whatever. So then it's all or nothing. Meaning it has to be either all 3 pairs of witnesses are conspiring to effect this change of chazaka, or none of them. If they are only some of them conspiring, not others, or some of them are shown to be conspiratory, Adam Zomba, not others, so then we, of course, will have lost the testimony and we will not accept this chazaka, but we won't have the all or nothing proposition fulfilled that we would carry out the kasher zamam, making these conspirators, the lying witnesses, pay a penalty. Okay? So that's the point of our mission, therefore, that the sort of the asymmetry between the all-or-nothing proposition of a davar, a halachic fact, and all-or-nothing, the requirements for establishing a chazakah in 3 separate years, which brings up some funny sort of outcomes. And the mission is going to highlight those outcomes. So it says, Hayushnei me'idin oso she'achla shalosh shanim. If you have 1 pair of witnesses, Ernie and Bert, that testify that the current machzik consumed the produce for 3 consecutive years, v'nimtzu zomin, and then it turns out that the Just League impugns those Ernie and Bert, showing that they were lying because they were with the Just League guys in Honolulu. So then, mishalmin lo esakol. So then, the Ernie and Bert need to pay the full would-be damages they would have caused. Let's assume that the field was worth $6 million. They're giving testimony, which is going to end up allowing the machzik to get the field. So that means that the Marakam would have lost his $6 million field. So then these 2 guys, Ernie and Bert, have to each pay $3 million to the Marakama as a penalty, besides the fact that the Marakama gets his field back. But Ernie and Bert have to pay $3 million each for a total of 6. Okay? Now, if it's Shnayim B'Rishono, Shnayim B'Shniyo, Shnayim B'Shlishis, Mishalmin B'Nehen. If you have, Mishalshin B'Nehen. So the Mishalshin means like divide in thirds amongst themselves. So the idea is, if you have 3 pairs of Adam Zomin, okay, Ernie and Bert A, Ernie and Bert B, Ernie and Bert C, so then if the Just League guys come and impugn all of them, or even 3 different Just League A talks about Ernie and Bert A, and so on and so forth, B and C, that they were elsewhere at the time. So then, and they couldn't, they were away for the entire harvest season, so they couldn't have testified regarding the harvesting. So then, these 3 pairs of witnesses will have to give their penalty of the $6 million to Marakama, meaning all 3 of the pairs, meaning all 6 of the Adam Zomin, will each have to give $1 million to the Marakama, besides from getting back his $6 million field. Now, there's a separate rule altogether, which is that witnesses can't be related. So you can't have 2 brothers being witnesses. But since we're saying that each of the 3 years stands alone in terms of the halachic davar, so you actually could have 3 brothers testify regarding 3 separate years. So our setup here in the Mishnah is, you have 3 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, okay? And they're going to testify about years 1, 2, and 3. And you have another person, we'll just call him Moshe, and Moshe can pair up. Moshe could testify with Reuven regarding year 1. And Moshe could testify with Shimon regarding year 2, and Moshe could testify with Levi regarding year 3, so you'd have 3 years of testimony, okay? So that would work, and the Chiddush there for starters is that even though they're brothers, they could testify in this matter because they're testifying about three separate discrete things because each year stands alone in terms of the testimony being a thing. So says the Mishnah, if you have Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the Echad Mitzarf Imahen, and one other guy who joins up with them, so you have Moshe who's teaming up with these three, Hare Elu Shalosh Edios. So the testimony with Moshe and Reuven for year 1, Moshe and Shimon for year 2, Moshe and Levi for year 3, stand as three separate testimonies, and meaning that they're all accepted and everything's acceptable. But if Vehein Edus Achas Lahazama, if Justice League guys show up and testify that these guys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Moshe are all Edom Zomen, they all were with elsewhere with the justly guys for the relevant years, and therefore they couldn't give testimony. So then they will become Edom Zomen. But it's an all or nothing proposition. So I mean, again, if the justly guys just say that it's Moshe who was an Edom Zomen, he was away all these years, that wouldn't be enough to make anyone have to pay. But if the justly guys can show that all four of them are Edom Zomen, then they all have to pay, which would mean that Reuven pays $1 million, Shimon pays $1 million, Levi pays $1 million, and Moshe would pay $3 million, because he was in three separate testimonies, $3 million to the Marakama for a total of six, and he gets his field back as well.